Okay, today's daf is Maestro's daf Tezvav, and we are on Tez Yudalam Abez. In the middle, I'm talking about the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, back in the Mishnah, at the beginning of the Perek on Daf Yud Aleph, spoke about if there's an Amma Aretz in the marketplace that is giving some produce to some of the passer buyers, or he's passing by. So if he gives it to some people sitting in the shuk, then they can eat it, and they don't have to go up to Maestros. But if he gives it to the Baal Hashar, or the Baal Hachanus, the Tanakama says Chayiv, because then they're taking into their own Rishus. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, only if they don't have to go off Maestros, unless they literally turn their face or change their place. That's what the Mishnah had said, Rabbi Yehuda. So what is that Rabbi Yehuda based on? So we have a machlokas here on Yudalam Abayis. We only did one shita. We have a machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan. Again, I apologize for the voice, but Hashem, siyata d'shmaya. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan, what exactly is the pshat of Rabbi Yehuda? So the first pshat, Rabbi Elazar says that Rabbi Yehuda is connected to Rabbi Nechemya in a Mishnah in 20 daf from now. Because Rabbi Nechemya there, there's a machlokes on daf chavzayin, how do you define chatzer for purposes of chi of maestros? So other shitas say, if there's any measure of security in the chatzer, that's good enough. Rabbi Nechemya says privacy, not security, privacy. That's what Rabbi Nechemya says. And Rabbi Elazar says that our Rabbi Yehuda and that Rabbi Nechemya are connected. And the Gemara says, oh, so you know what we learned from this? That it goes by mamish, privacy, or not privacy. It doesn't go by, if there's a little, it must be, because Rabbi Yehuda is connected to Rabbi Nechemya, so we understand Rabbi Nechemya a little better. That's what the Chiddush of Rabbi Elazar is. I might have thought that Rabbi Nechemya holds that there's any privacy in the Chatzer, then that whole chatzer is koveya lemaisris. But from the fact that Rabbi Elazar connects that Rabbi Nechemya to Rabbi Yehuda, no, it goes by actual privacy. And that's what the Gemara says, right, the last few lines that we learned. Hada amra makum shu bosh pater, makum sheino bosh chayif. That is number one, Rabbi Elazar's understanding of Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan has a different understanding of Rabbi Yehuda. Dev Rabbi Yehuda, no, Rabbi Yehuda, says Rabbi Yochanan, is like a tree that's hanging in a chatzer. Meaning, if you bring something into a chatzer, knisa l'chatzer, it's machayev. What if you have a tree in a chatzer? So is that automatically going to be chayev? So, the halacha is, well, it depends how you eat it. Depends how you eat it. If you're going to eat, let's say if you ate it in the tree, then for sure it's not chayev, because that's the rishus of the tree, that's not the chatzer. But Chazal also said, if you'd eat just one at a time, that's also connected to the tree. That's not called a knisa l'chatzer. But if you take a few and eat it by yourself, away from the tree, that's called a chiyuv. So says, you have to add in a lot of words here to explain. So explains Rav Chaim Kanievsky, so too here, if he's going to eat it with everyone else, he's taking one with everybody else, then he is tafel to them. And it's not called a knisa to his chatzer. Just like if you only take one off the tree, it's not called a knisa to the chatzer. It's like you're still in the tree. So to hear, if he takes one at a time, he's tafel to the rest of the group. And the rest of the group is pater. So to he's pater. If he would turn his back or eat everything, they're not eating with him. So then you'd be chayef. So that's a difference. Even if he's eating right with, he's eating there, he's the only one eating, he's not eating with them. So there's a difference between Rabbi, the two understandings. Let's read Rav Chaim Kanievsky, because he explains all of this. He says, he compares this to Yichar, Shunota L'chatzer. He says, because we learn later on, you're allowed to eat one by one, but I'll put it together. Diafal Gavda Ba'alma, Chatzer Kovas, Bedavar Shining Remalachtu, even though a chatzer is usually Koveya, but here, Afilu eno rotze ela achas shekfar nigmar malachta, right? Even just one, because you're going to bring it in, but it's not koveya. The ochel achas lochal ale shame knisa lachatzer. It's not called going in. Ukeilu ochel bereshus hateina. It's as if you're eating in the tree, and if you eat in the tree, it's not a problem. So too here he says, when the Baal Hashar is sitting and eating it one by one with the rest of the group. So he's tafel to the rest of the group. And the rest of the group is pater. See, he's also pater. Bitaroves pirishus kulam. Lo hukfu. Right? And he's not nikva. But if he would turn around and he would be the only one that's eating it, and he's eating it by himself, then he's nikva. So that's a big difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar's understanding of Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara explains the difference. All daiti to Rabbi Yochanan, according to the second understanding of Rabbi Yochanan, ba'ochel achas achas, uba'ochel brushus hakol, ubimishayer. According to Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of Rabbi Yehuda, when do we say that the Baal HaChatzer is still pater? Only if he eats it one by one. And if he's eating it with them, and there are some left after he takes some. He's still considered eating it with everybody else. Al daiti d'Rabbi Elazar, but according to Rabbi Elazar, you wouldn't have those limitations. Afilu eina ochel achas achas. Even if he eats a lot, but he's eating it in public, he's not eating it in private, that's already not koveya, because it goes by private and public, because again, Rabbi Elazar links our sheet of Rabbi Yehuda to Rabbi Nechemiah later on. That's a totally different shot. That's about privacy versus public. According to Rabbi Yochanan, no, nothing to do with that. It has to do with, is this considered eating with them or not? And are they tough? Is he tuffel to them? So according to Rabbi Elazar, that Rabbi Elazar, afilu eino ochel achas achas, even if you don't eat one by one, afilu eino ochel reshus, even if he's not eating it with the reshus hakol, velo shi'ir, and even if there's none left for them, if he's eating it in public, it's still not going to be koveya lemaisrus. So two understandings of Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. So now we continue next Mishnah. Tesvav. Hama'ale peiros migala leYehuda. Somebody's traveling, and they're bringing fruit from the north part of Eretz Yisrael to Yehuda, to the southern part, right? And he's planning not to sell it or to eat it, do anything, until he gets to Yehuda. So even though it's in his car, it's in his wagon, it's not going to be nikva, because he's not planning to use it. Remember we said earlier, if the case is where if you happen to meet a buyer anywhere, so then you'll sell it, so then it's nikva right away. That was the case of Lashuk. Different than Labias. But here, you dafka want to sell it to in a different place. Maybe there's a higher price there. So therefore, if you're being ma'alit, may peiros migala leYehuda. Ola leYerushalayim, the Mefarshim wonder, isn't Yerushalayim in Yehuda? Maybe there's an even higher price. Maybe you're being ola regel. So either way, ochel achu magia lamakum sholech. You can eat it arai until you get to the place where you're going. Right? Meaning, even if you sleep in a hotel and you bring it inside the hotel, and that's a bias, not your bias. Remember we said in the last Mishnah, if it's not your bias, it's not koveya. So this hotel, even though you're renting for a night, but your plan is to bring it somewhere else. And therefore, it is not nikva in the place that you are sleeping. That's not called your house. V'chein b'chazira. What if you get there, or even before you get there, right, the marafolta. Before you get there, you're like, oh, you know what? I changed my mind. I'm going back. And I'm not going to eat it until I get back. Same thing. As long as your kavana is not to eat it right here, or not to sell it right now, it's not nikva l'maisrus. Rabbi Meir Omer, achu makia l'makam ha'shvisa. Meir says, no. What do you mean? What if it takes you, I don't know, 2 weeks to travel? What if there's a Shabbos? If there's a Shabbos, we know Shabbos is one of the six events, Koveya Lamaisris. Right? We never saw that inside. Can we just take a minute? Take a minute and turn to Daf Lamed Hey. Turn to Lamed Hey Amidala for a minute. That's where the source of this all is. Lamed Hey Amid Aleph. Says the Lamed Hey, I'm sorry. Lamed Chesam, where is it? One second, I wrote it. It is Lamed. It should be Lamed Hey Amid Aleph. Yeah, where is it? Did I not find it? Lamed Hey Amid Aleph. Lamed Hey Amid Aleph discusses, it refers to it there. I'll get to the, where it's, says that even, oh, here it is. Lamed Beis Amid Aleph. Sorry. Lamed Beis Amid Aleph. Lamed Beis. The Gemara says, Or Tovel. Bishul. Mekach tovel, sales. Melach tovelis. Truma tovelis, right? Hafrashis truma. All of these are koveya lemaisrus, midrabanan. Shabbos tovelis. Chatzer bayis, shmira tovelis. That's the source. Lamed Beis Amid Aleph here in Maisrus. So the next mission is going to, this mission is going to talk about Shabbos. So Shabbos is one of the events that's Tovah, because everything on Shabbos is considered significant. There's an automatic, so to speak, Gemar Malacha Midrabanan, and therefore you have to take off Ma'isus. Rabbi Meir here has a Chiddush, though. Rabbi Meir says, Achu Magi Lamakam Shvisa. Rabbi Meir says, if you're traveling but it's going to be Shabbos. So, so what? That you don't have plans to take it until to eat it until you get to that place, but there's going to be a Shabbos. Right when you get to the place where you're going to be Shoves for Shabbos, it's already Nikva, even before Shabbos. That's the Chiddush of Rabbi Meir. Even before Shabbos, you see on the Mara Folda, second skinny line. Umiyad sheyagiu sham, hukvu. Right when you get to the place where you are going to be for Shabbos, that is good enough, and therefore it's nikva lamaisras. That's Rav Meir's chiddush. Oh, the Tanakhama says, l'chora, what's the chiddush of the Tanakhama? No, even if there's a Shabbos, but you don't have plans. You're not eating it on Shabbos. You're not going to, you just have it away. Doesn't matter. Rav Meir says, not only is Shabbos koveya, but the makam shvisa of Shabbos is koveya. What if you have peddlers? You have peddlers that go from city to city. So they have wares, and they have their own private food that they took for lunch. So they could eat until they get to the place that they're sleeping at night. Meaning at night that's their home. Right? They're not automatically going to far away. They're sleeping that night. So right when they get to their makam alina, so that is going to be koveya. And the Gemara is going to explain why it's Koveya. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bayis Arishinu Beiso. Rabbi Yehuda says, you come to a town, the first house you go to. The first house is Koveya. The first house in the city where he's planning to be sleepover is Koveya. Right when he knocks on the door and he goes into the house, the Gemara is going to say, he's going to ask to sleep there. So even if the guy might say no, but his das is that he wants to stay there. He has a lot of stuff. And Mistama, he's going to pay a good price to stay there. So we can assume he'll stay there. And even if he doesn't, it's already Nikva. It's already Nikva. That's what the Gemara is going to explain. But we'll see. Good. Says the Gemara. It's the Gemara, but I'll read it to you from the Tiferes Yisrael here. Kishayirtze balabayas hutbulu peirosa vafil lon babayas acher demi demisratze lalunsham kishayirtze balabayas. Right when he had the reed suite to do that. Good. Perish looked on. So now the Gemara says, Perish looked at Shlolitzorach Shabbos, Fikit Shalema Shabbos. A related machlokes, what was in the Mishnah? What if I gathered fruit on Friday, but I don't plan to eat them until Tuesday? I'm not going to eat them on Shabbos. Is Shabbos Nik Koveya for that? Fruit that I'm not planning to eat on Shabbos. So, machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Shabbos Toveles. Rabbi Yochanan says automatically, all food. No, Shabbos is only Tovel what you're planning to eat on Shabbos. If you're not planning to eat it on Shabbos, then it is not Tovel. Says the and therefore what? You can eat it on Shabbos? No, because then you're eating on Shabbos. It means after Shabbos you can still eat it without Achilas Arai. That's very shluckish. Doesn't mean you can eat it on Shabbos because then Mamela, you lied or you weren't being honest. But it means after Shabbos you can eat it Arai. You're telling me that Shabbos is automatically Tovel? Al Daitech, the Tamar HaShabbos Tovelus. You say Shabbos is automatically Tovel? What about what we learned in our Mishnah? Via Tanina, Namala appears, Minagal El Yehuda, Ol Yishalayim, Ochal, Chumagil, Makam Jeholech, Vechain Bechazira. Our Mishnah said that you don't have to, it's, you can eat from it, Arai, the whole way. The Tani Allah, and we have a Brisa about our Mishnah. Afilulan, afilu shavas. Even if he rested, it was Shabbos. Pashup shot, what does that mean if it was Shabbos? Even though it was Shabbos on the way, it's not Nikva. One second, Rabbi Yochanan, you say it's automatic. You say any food is automatically Nikva. But the Brisa that talks about the Mishnah says otherwise, says even if there was a Shabbos, it's not Nikva. Omar lo, Rabbi Yochanan says, it's not what the Brisa means. When the Brisa means afilu shavas, it doesn't mean it was actually Shabbos. Amalo berotze lishbos. It means when he came to the place, what about on Wednesday? If he got to the place on Wednesday where he's going to stay for Shabbos, that's what it means. Meaning, not like Rabbi Meir, who says right when you get to your makam shvisa, a couple of days beforehand, that's good enough. That's what it means to the Braisa. Even if you got to the place where you're going to be for Shabbos, once Shabbos comes, for sure this gar malacha. That's what I hold, Rabbi Yochanan says. The Brisa just means, afilu shabbos, it means, rotza lishbos. I'll prove it to you, teidelecha, because we have another Brisa. Teidelecha shukein, the Tani Allah, afilu shabbos, b'sheni. We have a Brisa that says, even, what's Shabbos on Monday? Afilu shabbos, b'sheni, v'yesh shvisa, b'sheni? Is there Shabbos on Monday? There's no Shabbos on Monday. So what must it mean? Rabbi Yochanan explains. Ella birotz lishbos. It must mean that brisa means, it means you came to the place where you're going to be for Shabbos earlier in the week. That is not koveya, meaning against Rabbi Meir. Safafa, so to the first brisa, birotz lishbos. So Rabbi Yochanan would say, Shabbos is koveya. Doesn't matter if you're not planning to eat it. It's automatic, and that's what our Gemara would, and that's what our Mishnah means also. It only means, when our Mishnah says that you're traveling, it must be that you didn't travel on a Shabbos. Because once you traveled on a Shabbos, it is Nikvah. Interesting, when you're traveling, here, like, there's no Shabbos on Monday, that's true. But what happens if you're on a desert island, and you have no idea what day it is? So that's a Gemara in Bavli, Shabbos Samachtes, that discusses, what are you supposed to do? You have to count. You have to count. It's unbelievable. A Jew has to have a Shabbos, even if it's the wrong Shabbos, right? Because you don't know. A Jew has to count. What do you count? Machlokes Amoraim, as we know the Gemara. Do you start counting? Today I woke up and I don't know what day it is. Is today Sunday or is today Shabbos? Right, that's a machlokes. Rav Huna says, Hay mali baderach babidbar, ve'eni yodei emas hay Shabbos, mona shisha yamim. Rav Huna says, 6-1, 6-1. Chia Barav Amar 1616, right? What's the machlokes? Do you go by Brias Olam, right? Hashem created the world 6 and 1, 6 and 1, or do you go by Brias Adam? Adam was created right before Shabbos, so you start with Shabbos. Machlokes. The Gemara ends up saying Lamaskana that you have to do Isser Malacha every day because you don't know. But really, that's the count. That's if you don't know. But a Jew can't live without a count of Shabbos. There's an amazing gra on relating to that. The Gra is in Kisisa. The Gra is in Kisisa, where the Pasuk says, on Vishamru, right? You could say this Gra every Shabbos, because every Shabbos you say Vishamru, right? Vishamru b'nei Yisrael, Shabbos l'asol, Shabbos l'asol, b'ris olam, b'nei v'nei Yisrael, si li'olam, kisheshes yamim, matzah Shabbos. You have to be the Gra to notice this. When it says b'ris olam, it's male with a vav. Ayin vav lam and mem. And when it's osi olam, it's without a vav. Lamed, ayin, lamed, mem. La'olam. Says the Gra, this is alluding to this machlokas. La'olam also can mean disappear and hidden. Right? Ne'elam mimenu. V'hu ne'elam. Right? The ha'olama, we talk if you forget something. Ne'elam can mean forget and hidden. So says the Gra, that's why it says la'olam. Bein even b'nei Yisrael osi la'olam. To be merames, that when it's hidden from you, what do you do? La'olam, it's hidden. Sheishes yamim masah Hashem esbeim mezaretz. Rav Huna. Uva yamashvi shavas vay nefash. Do 6 and 1. Says the Gra, that's what's alluding to in this pasuk, in Parshas Kisisa, alluding to the shita of Rav Huna. That's what we paskin like, that when it's la'olam, when Shabbos is hidden from you, count 6 days, and then add the seventh. So that's here, our Gemara is about, you know what day Shabbos is, but the Gemara has a rhetorical question. Is there going to be Shabbos on Monday? And I say, maybe. Maybe if you're on a desert island and you don't know what day Shabbos is, then you might have Shabbos on Monday. But all of this discussion of Shabbos obviously recognizes that Shabbos, oneg, everything you eat on Shabbos is something special. It's oneg. Interesting discussion in the Achronim, why there's no bracha on oneg Shabbos. Oneg Shabbos is a mitzvah d'rabbanan, a mitzvah b'divrei Kabbalah, based on the pasuk in Yeshayahu. So some say any mitzvah that is not nikar, that it's a mitzvah, that it's something that everybody would do, like every non-Jew would do, so then that you don't make a bracha. That doesn't show our kedusha. Asher kedushanu b'mitzvosav. Right, and therefore, you don't make a separate bracha, you make a bracha on stucca, on kibbut av aim, a couple of the mitzvahs. That's one of the answers given. Others say, well, there is no shir. There's no, you don't make a bracha on a davar she'ein lo shir. It's one of the explanations also of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Wait, don't make a bracha on that. But there's a lot of discussion about Onik Shabbos. Biskei Tshuvos discusses a few elements at the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, Reish Men Beis, about the Neshama Yesero. We spoke about that recently, about whether that's the physical or that's the spiritual. There's what if somebody doesn't enjoy eating? Are they allowed not to eat? But there's a lot to talk about regarding Onik Shabbos, but we'll leave that for now. But what we get from the halacha, right, what have we seen in Seder Zrayim so far about Shabbos? Right, we've seen that Shabbos is Kovela Maestros, right, which shows the significance of eating. Remember what we saw way back when? In Ama Aretz, is trusted about Demai on Shabbos. Amos Shabbos Olav, because people are in awe of Shabbos. They don't want to lie on Shabbos, right? And therefore, Shabbos, you're allowed to trust them. What about after Shabbos? Good kasha. Okay, we continue. Hakol modim balina, sheino toveles. Everybody agrees. The Tanakhama and Rabbi Meir. Remember what Rabbi Meir said? Let's get back to the Shita. The Tanakhama said that until you get to the place where you're going, so then it's not no kovela meisters. Rabbi Meir said, no, when you get to the place where you're going to sleep for Shabbos, that's kovea. So everybody agrees, Belina, that means your weekday sleeping arrangements, that's not Tovelis automatically. Right? Even Rameir agrees Sunday night, Monday night. Ma bein linam, ma bein shvisa. So what's the special, Rameir says, right when you get to your makam shvisa for Shabbos? You know, that's already significant. So the Gemara says, adam magalga belina, vein adam magalga b'shvisa. During the week, you don't really care where you sleep during the week. You'll go camping, you'll sleep anywhere. On Shabbos, that's a much more significant place where you're going to sleep. And therefore, that's why it's Koveya. That's why it's Koveya. And the Rameir says, right when you get to that place, it's Koveya Lamaisris. B'chol makom adam lan. Anybody would sleep during the week anywhere. V'en adam shoves b'chol makom. But on Shabbos, you wouldn't. On Shabbos, you wouldn't. Right? The Pnei Moshe says, Levisha Adam on the top right. Levisha Adam Magalgal Atzma Belina. V'eno makbid al b'chol makom shulan. Aval ein ritzono shel adam liyo shoves b'chol makom. U'makbid b'kach. V'liras b'ez ha-makom shuvah v'sham. Shabbos? Everybody goes on vacation. Shabbos, you're not going to be in the same wooden cabin for Shabbos, right? You want to be in a more chashuv place. Fine. Tani, Meiser, Yeshua. Shemalachach, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, le'bnei Chayil. Rabbi Yeshua was traveling after Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. V'bnei Osana Yaros. These Ameya Aretz in the cities that they were passing, Mivi and Lamperos, were bringing them fruit. Amar Lohen, Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Im lanu kan, anu chayavin la'aser. Right. If we would sleep over here, we would be chayav la'aser. Vim lav, ein anu chayav la'aser. But if not, we wouldn't be chayav la'aser. Meaning, the Mishnah says in Demai that an achsanoi, a guest, is allowed to eat Demai. Is allowed to eat Demai. So, im lanu kan anu chayav la'aser. Vim ein lanu ein anu chayav la'aser. Says the Rav Chaim Kedievsky. He says here, Im lanu kan chayav la'aser. Alma svirle lina kovas. You see from that story, it sounds like just sleeping over would be koveya. We just said there's a chiluk between lina and shvisa. Where you sleep during the week is not such a chasha place, so it's not going to be koveya, while shvisa would be. But you have this story, Rabbi Yeshua says to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, if we would sleep here, you know, we would have to be kovei lemaisers. Only because we're traveling and we're in Achsanoi, we could just do it without. So you see from there that Lina does koveya. Reb Zeira, Reb Yeshua, Daito Nikia. Reb Yeshua was different. Reb Yeshua wouldn't sleep anywhere. If he would find a place, it would be a 4-star. Right, it would be a much nicer place, and therefore, you can't bring a riot from Yeshua. You might say, like, Istinus. Right, he always slept in special places, and therefore, it would be Koveya. Amar le Rabbi Mana, v'chol ama shatai. The whole nation are fools, shotim. Meaning, what, Rabbi Yeshua is so different than everybody else? Everybody else would sleep in, like, run down, like, everybody's, like, cares about where they sleep. So, Ella doesn't mean that Rabbi Yeshua is different. But El Rabbi Yeshua Dilvayase Shrichale. He was one of the Gdolei Adar. And he always had people traveling with him. He had Talmidim all over the place. So where he would sleep, they would give him a chasha place to sleep. Right, and that's why. Right, because Talmud Chacham is not going to, they're going to get him a good place. They're going to give him the special room. So, Huda Amar Halina Tovelis. That's why for him, the Lino would be Tovelis, because anywhere he sleeps would be chashav. Vishar b'nei Adam. The less alviyasa shrichalon. They don't have so many people with them. They don't have such. They don't get the special treatment. Ein lina tovelas. Then the lina wouldn't be tova. This reminds me of once we're talking about sleeping over in a hotel or in a motel. There's only one story I know of about Rav Sadia Gaon. They say Rav Sadia Gaon one time he came back from traveling. And his Talmidim saw that he was like doing tshuva, and he was like doing a tshuva saimishkal, and And they're like, Rebbe, what are you rolling around? They say rolling around in the snow. I don't think there was any snow where he lived. But what are you doing tshuva for? He says, well, I just got back from a trip. I was traveling. And I stayed at an inn. And the next morning, and I was there. They didn't know who I was. But I stayed, and they gave me the regular, fine. As I was leaving, somebody recognized who I was. And they said, Rav Sadia, go. And the innkeeper came over. He's like, I can't believe it. I'm sorry. I would have... You were fine. You gave me a room. You gave me board. You gave me a plate. You gave me everything. He's like, if I would have known who you are, oh my, I would have done even more. I didn't realize. He says, you did fine. He's like, but if I would have known yesterday what I know about you today, I would have done so much more. And Rav Sadia Gaon says, every day I have a deeper recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every day. And every day I'm like, wow, if I would have known this yesterday, I would have done so much more. So every day we have to tshuva for what we did yesterday, because we didn't do enough for Hashem yesterday. Because every day we have a new recognition. That's where Rav Sadia Gaon learned from the innkeeper. He learned from the, that was probably a lina, not even a shrisa, right? But that's what he learned. But we have to learn from every experience that we have, and that's where Rav Sadia Gaon learned from there. Okay, v'hadi tanina, and back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, the next section of the Mishnah spoke about the travelers, the merchants. Harochlin, Hamachazrin, Bayaros, Ochlin, Achim, Maki, and Lamakam Alina. Right, the Mishnah says that the Rochlin, these travelers, these salesmen, go and they could eat Arai until they get to Makam Alina. What do you mean Makam Alina? Didn't we just say, like, if you're in a hotel on the way, you don't have to? And they don't have Malavin with them, they're not getting the special treatment. Mao Makamalina Beso. You're right. We must be talking about in the Mishnah merchants who come back home every night. Right? Makamalina means when they go home. When they go home. You're right. If they wouldn't go home, they wouldn't have to be Koveya. But when they go home, they would have to be that's Beso. The Rambam discusses this also in Dalad Yud Beis. The question is Makamalina, the Rambam says Harochlin amachazrin ba'ayaros shehein nechnasin mechatzer lachatzer ochlin arai at shemagiyin lebayis shelonin bo. Does not like sound like their own house. It sounds like the house that they're going to sleep in. So maybe the Rambam understands beso, ma'amachwalina beso, not that we're talking about a case where they go home every night. That's one way to understand the Yerushalmi. Maybe the Rambam understands that these Rochlin are different. Wherever they sleep is considered Beso. Maybe that's how the Rambam understands the Gemara, which means when you have somebody who's traveling and there's a specific destination that he's going to, then until he gets to that destination, then every stop along the way is not Koveya, because I'm not at my destination yet. But if you have a merchant, if I would sell all my wares here, I'm done. I'd go home. So there's no specific destination. So that is why maybe this town is going to be my last stop. And therefore, that's how the Rambam understands this line. Beso, maybe that's how he understands. If you look at the Maori Kirkus here, he quotes, he says, V'efshar derochlan amachazun bayarashayni shekomakom shalanin bo sham kviusam. The ain magamas pneya makom yadua, mashenkin sham shemagamas pneya moso yir. So maybe that's what he seems to be saying. That chilek between the rochlim hamachazrin bayaros and the other people who are traveling. Good. Weiter. Reb Shimon ben Lakish b'shem Rav Oshia kigon ilin dekvar Chananya. Like those rochlin for Kfar Chananya, the nafkin v'sacharin arba v'chamish karyin, they go around to four or five cities, v'aylin damchin b'bateon, and they sleep in their own homes. So that line, if it's explaining the previous line, that sounds like mamish their houses. Maybe the Rambam would say that Beso is compared to. Right, or there's a machlokas, right, either way, but the Rambam, that's how the Rambam seems to understand the previous line. Period. Tani, what was the last line of the Mishnah? The Mishnah had said, Reb Yehuda said, no, it's the first house they get to, not where they sleep. The first house they get to, that's Beso. So what does that mean? Tani, Rav Chalafta ben Shaul, Rotsehu Adam, Lefaleach Asaka, Babayas HaRishon, Chupogel, V'lalunsham. a person would be very happy to stop in the first house. He doesn't want to have to go travel more and more. He'd rather go to the first house. Right, that the Pnei Moshe says that this is explaining Rabbi Yehuda, right, the last line. A person would rather just stay in the first house and his wares there, and he'll pay the landlord. And because he has that das, that's good enough to be koveya. Even if it ends up that he doesn't sleep there. But because he wants to stay there, and he brings his stuff inside, so right at that moment, what, it's going to be totally on the haskama? No, it's in a bias now. And this is a connection of his bias, and therefore, that is good enough to be koveya lemaisris. So this was all about, we spoke about beso and Shabbos. By the way, the next Mishnah we're going to get to is going to talk about Truma and Mekach. Right, two of the others, the rest of the parak, because we're going to talk about Mekach, other events that are going to be koveya lemaisris. Okay, we'll stop here. Maisris.tesvav.